Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to the Half Backed Podcast ahead of NRL Round 5. I'm your host, Tim Williams. An exciting podcast this week. It is a historic week for the podcast, and I will explain why shortly. Here to do that with me is a bloke who, look, say what you will about him, good bloke, shit bloke. His commitment to this podcast is it's unbeaten. He's currently sitting in a car in Adelaide, it's scorching hot outside. He's roasting to do it. Former Raiders halfback Sam Williams. Sam, talk to us, mate.
Yeah, I've got shit to do, to be honest, boys. I'm pretty busy over here in Adelaide. Schools, kids, everything. And I hear I'm doing a podcast so I can put food on the table for my younger brother.
Yeah, you're a good bloke.
Funny, is it, Husey?
Oh, mate, you're a caring older brother, aren't you? You're just honestly a caring man.
Sam, I'm trying to sell the game to Adelaide and I'm doing a podcast. Anyway, what's going on, boys?
Have you got the Rams back in action yet?
Yeah, they'll be back in a year or two. Captain coach, actually, I might have a dig.
Sam, what are you doing over there?
Working with the NRL community side. We've been out and seen a heap of schools, got a couple of clinics, a couple of the junior clubs that they do a fantastic job over here, obviously in Aussie Rules Heartland, and it's that's the game round here, but having a good time nonetheless, and certainly getting through to plenty of kids.
Good to hear, mate. And also with us, of course, as always, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sports, James Hughes. Jimmy, how are you?
Great, mate. I've got the aircon on in my apartment. I'm doing good.
I've got a coffee.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Got a little blankie wrapped around my legs. So anyway, guys, we'll get straight into it today pretty quickly because we are a little bit short on time with this one. Today's show, we'll recap last week's results, drop our lock value Hail Mary bets for the weekend. Sam will go through his head-to-head tips for every game with analysis in round 5. We'll also drop our moral bet of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy. Firstly, with last week's results, look, as the old saying goes, you win some, you lose some. Or in the case of the Halfback Podcast 2024 Round 4 edition, you lose them all. Boys, we had an absolute Barry. I said it was a historic podcast before. It's the first time in, 2.5 years of recording this podcast that we haven't found a winner. Sam, you had for your lock of the week Tom Trbojevic, anytime try scorer at $1.96. He near fell over the line against the Dragons 3 minutes into the game, popped it out to, I can't remember who it was, it doesn't matter, I don't care. He commentators cursed him because he went on to have 5 handling errors, had basically the worst game of his life. You also had your value play, Latrell Mitchell and Jack White, anytime try scorers at $7.25. Jack got a double. Mate, no good.
I can't believe, Jack, that one hurt me more because I said on the last week podcast that I love those any player to score two between two players. I went with Jacko instead of going Jack or Latrell to combine for more than two, ruining that because I've been on the Jacko bandwagon the first couple of weeks. He delivered. I didn't get a cent.
There's nothing worse either, like when we do it as our lock bet of the week and then it doesn't prevail. So you might move it into your value play the next week to avoid doubling up and you add a league to it and then that other league doesn't get through. Anyway, we move on, mate. Jimmy Hughes, I thought Sam's turbine was a tale of heartbreak. Yours was worse, mate. Your lock of the week was the Rabbitohs to beat the Bulldogs, giving away a 5.5 start at $1.89. Connor Tracy scored in the 79th minute of the game. It took the margin to 4 points. That's cruel.
Mate, yeah, like, and off like a, just a silly tap play that, you know, ends up giving him a try and then no chance of actually winning in the end. As yeah. Oh, it was tough. I was like, I was having a party, and like the voice of the great Eric Banner, as Peter once said, I was having a house party and some gatecrashers came in. They came into my fridge. They stole a six-pack of Tui's Blue cold, mind you, and just walked straight out. And that's exactly what happened to me, and the doggies did it to me.
Tui's Blue cold. I've heard it all. It was rough. It was rough. And for myself, look, the less said, the better. My lock of the week was Latrell Mitchell anytime try score at $2.60. Thought he'd get up for that Easter clash. He did not. Guys, the leaderboard for the season, I'm not sure how, but I've still held on to first place with a negative 27% return on investment for the season. One of you is 56.6% negative, that is, and another is negative 56.73%. In second place, ooh, Jimmy Hughes, Sam by Bee's Dick in third place. Let's see if we can rectify that this week. Guys, whoever you are betting with, remember to do so responsibly. 18 plus only. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. We've also tinkered a little bit with just the percentages of our bets this week. If that's not a sign of desperation, well, I don't know what is. So we generally have a 70% going to our lock, 20% to our value, 10% to our Hail Mary. Just moved it a little bit. So 65% of our play is going to be our lock, 25% to our value, and Hail Mary still at 10% for the week. Sam, kick us off, mate. Your Brian Bevan lock of the week, 65% of our play.
Yeah, no mucking about here. I've gone back. Dallin Watanabe-Lesniak, Chance Nickel Clockstar coming back into the side. I've been waiting for my main man to come back. People talking about keeping Roger at fullback. There'll be none of that going on. Chance will be fullback. He'll play at the back of Sean Johnson. He'll keep the ruck tight. Knuckle will find his right winger. That's where they'll attack. They'll go down to the Bunnies' left-hand edge. Dallin will score a try. You'll get $1.81. I haven't had time to shop about this week, so I've taken $1.81 at Sportsbet. Some of you astute punters, I'm sure, can get more out there. So I wish you all the best.
Yeah, mate, you are busy in that case, because I had a look at the same play and I think I found close to $2 for Dallin, not quite two, but a bit under it. But, mate, it's your ROI you're looking after. Sam, my one concern with that, as I mentioned, it is a play that I liked, and we're going to get to it with my play very shortly, but the torrential rain in Sydney. I don't know if you've been too busy over there in Adelaide drinking wine, touring the wineries, doing all that, but there's up to 100 mils of rain predicted for Sydney on Friday, tons on Saturday. Ball movement, wet track, does that concern you a lot, or are you happy enough with it?
Sean Johnson will put one in behind in the wet surface at rushing defence from the Rabbitohs out the back, because you've still got to get up and shut Chance down. He'll put one in behind or put it on the winger's head. Dallin still scores. I still like it.
All right, very, very nice. Hughesy, what have you found at your Brian Bevan lock of the week? 65% of your play.
Guys, I'm going to the Chooks this week. I'm going to take their minus 10.5 against the Doggies. The Doggies, they haven't covered 10.5 in any of their games except for their big win against the Titans, obviously. But, yeah, their other two games, they've been convincingly beaten. And I think the Roosters coming off a tough loss will bounce back. And this should be one to potentially be, you know, a 13-plus big game for the Roosters. So I'm going to take the minus 10.5 to get the two tries within in my line, two converted tries within my line, and that's $2 for me.
Hughesy, I'm going to read out my play, and then I'm going to throw back to you with a question. So to quote the Bureau of Meteorology about 1 hour ago, see this dash blue line. That's a coastal trough which is just amplifying the rainfall, leading to some really significant rainfall totals. And throughout the day on Friday, all these highly populated coastal centres are going to have a very wet day, including Sydney and Newcastle. Unders, unders, unders. I don't often bet unders and overs lines because I think you're playing with fire a little bit, but there is a time and place for them. I nailed it in round one with the Storm Panthers game. The line in the Dogs-Roosters game is 38.5 with Sportsbet. So I've gone the unders there at $1.90. The Doggies conceding 17.7 points per game this season. Keeping the Titans scoreless helped that a lot, obviously. Roosters, good defensive outfit, conceding 14.75. I just think scoring is going to be really, really difficult for that game on Friday at 6 p.m. I think points, they're going to be hard to come by. So I think the under 38.5 is a great, great bet in this one. Hughie, I'll throw back to you. You mentioned, I think it was a 10.5 line or something to be covered there by the Roosters.
Yep.
Does this wet weather concern you in terms of that point scoring? Because that's exactly where I've gone with my bet. And secondly, is when you've got your lines and all your modelling and all that, does big rainfall come into these or what have you got?
Yeah, no, we do have a wet weather impact. It does tighten the line slightly, but it's not a drastic thing. You know, it's a bit like soccer where, you know, the good teams in the wet are going to score more goals. It's different to that, but in the sense of it being like that, I mean, it's the good teams will be better in those tougher conditions as well. So I think the minus under is definitely a good play. Like I don't mind your under. But I do think like you could tie that in with a minus and it'd be a pretty solid combo bet together for sure.
In the conditions, like it could dead set be Roosters win 14-0 and we both win.
Yeah.
So let's root for that one. Sam, we'll move on to you, mate. Your value play of the week, 25% of your bet this week.
Value play. Look, I've gone to the Knights-Dragons game. I think that the Knights are going to put it together this week. I reckon there could be some real points. I haven't gone to the Knights this year. I haven't been overly impressed with what I've seen. But I think this week, in a game that I'm hoping is going to see some points, I think Kalen Ponga will be very hard to stop. $2.40 into Bradman Best to score down the Dragons' right-hand side. The combination between Ponga and Best, I think it's still got a little bit to go, but I still do like that play, them combining. If there is going to be some points, there's a big chance it comes around two of those players. So, yeah, look, you throw them two together, you get $6.25.
Sam, we don't need to spend too much time on it because you do have places to be, children to teach rugby league. But I am curious. I love the impact of rain on football and what it does. For you as a former 100-plus game halfback in the NRL, when it is bucketing down and there is a wet surface, wet underfoot, it's teeming down, how does that change your approach of a halfback as a halfback and your outlook on the game?
Well, firstly, it's usually an absolutely wonderful sign because it means that their attack coming at me is not as good, so I don't have to put up with some mad offensive play in back rows with feet. They can be more conservative. Your tackles are easier because they're trying to worry about hold on to the footy. So I actually liked playing in the rain. Kicking game-wise, certainly look to kick early and kick in behind. One thing, if you've got wingers who don't turn well, they become exposed because you do see teams kicking early and in behind them. You can't just sit back behind the line. You've still got to be on the end of the line defensively. So it does open up opportunities to kick in behind, and it's easier to control your kick too because it just skids. It doesn't bounce in any which way direction. So I always like playing in the rain. It's always a nice little change-up, but there's no doubt that points do become a premium. I don't know if you can go as hard as what you're going at the moment. At the end of the day, the bookies know that there's a bit of rain coming as well. It's not like it's a hidden gem, but you just can go your lines as you please.
Can and will and have already done. Hughie, your value play of the week, 25%.
Guys, so I'm going to do a same game multi. I've got the Dolphins -4.5 against the Tigers. I've got that line -10. So obviously the Tigers are showing some really good stuff. Everyone's really hyped about them and their young 5'8", but I still think the Dolphins are showing quite well. And I want to throw in Fernworth into there, Herbie, to score one for me. I think he's got a rookie outside him in Bostock, and I think he's going to hold one in under the arm and get a try for me so I can get $4.20.
Can we just get a mic check there, mate? Was that Herbie Fernworth?
Yeah, who's Herbie Fernworth?
Furby Fernworth.
Fernworth hasn't been named in the extended squad, so you should get good odds about him. I've gone down a similar route with my Hail Mary to come around that edge. But my value play, firstly, I have gone, and I understand this is a little bit general because I'm still trying to work out who it is, but I've gone to the Cowboys and Titans clash up in Townsville, and I've actually gone the left winger at the Titans. I think it's going to be one of Sam's former teammates in Harley Smith Shields. So Harley's come in and Jojo Fifita have both come in on the wings there. I've looked at some old clips where they've both played, and I believe Harley will be on the left wing. You can get $3.20 for him. He's in that position that we talk about all the time on this podcast, but it's where Khan Pereira has done so much damage for the Titans in the last 12 months. The big difference this week is, though, firstly, is the awesome track up in Townsville. There's going to be a lot of points in this. Cowboys right edge conceding 36% of their tries compared to 19 on their left. Shout out to Stats Insider website. They give really good information on where tries are scored on the field, so go and check that out. But David Fifita's back this week. I think there's every chance. He came off the bench last week. I'm thinking there's every chance that he starts this week. That foreign Fifita combo comes into gear. And I think Harley Smith, you've got a winger on a good edge in the NRL at $3.20. I've gone him into the same game. I needed a bit more value to get it to a value play. So I've added Kyle Felder at $1.78. With Ladbrokes, you combine those two for $5.50. Lots of points incoming in that fixture.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Sam, your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
This is one of the craziest Hail Marys you'll ever come across. I've gone with my big, rangy, tall, now front row friend, Mark Nichols, to cross the stripe. Big pencil. I can just see him drifting into a hole like he did last week. Jermaine Asako, he's going to be scoring as well. $16.25. I have no doubt if you go shopping amongst the bookies, you'll get $20 plus. But my big mate, Marky Nichols, when he scores one, he often backs it up and goes again in the next week or two. So big Marky, lift, my friend. Score. $8.50 for him. Asako, $1.60 or $70 or $80 or something. And anyway, all up, $16.25.
Do you reckon, what are the odds of seeing his patented try celebration? Was it the lawnmower?
Yeah, he drove the bus. I don't know what I don't know where he was driving to. I think he was driving it off a cliff or something, but it's time for the bus driver to come back. I'm not so sure if they actually paid him or gave that money to the men of league when he did that. It was that embarrassing, but he might bring it back out. I don't know.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Hughesy, your Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
Yeah, I'll be getting a ticket on that bus, but I think my bet, I'm going for the Souths New Zealand game. I know Souths hurt me last week, but I'm going to throw them in. My margin has Souths favourite by 7 points. Obviously, their form hasn't showed it this year, but I still have them favourites in that game. So I'm going to do a little sneaky play where I'm going to try and bang a margin right in between my line and see if it pulls off, because we are talking Hail Marys here. So I've got Souths to win 6 to 10, and I want to throw that into Rocco Berry to score. I think that edge, Sammy was chatting about DWZ being a very good option in that match. I do agree as well, but I'm hoping that Berry holds on the one and doesn't get it all the way to the edge, so he can get some meat, and that can get me $35 if I'm lucky enough.
Oof. I love Rocco Berry, and I love his play on that edge, especially, as you said, with Chance back. One of the best line-running centers in the game. Hughesy, look, your model, it's been proven with these lines for a couple of years now. Really good, works a lot of the time. 7-point favorites your model has the Bunnies at. In this one, against the Warriors.
Yeah, so like you've got to take it in a sense, this isn't what the bookies should do. So if I'm not saying the bookies they should be opening with a seven, because I know that's ridiculous. But what it is doing is it's finding the edges, and sometimes it can be, you know, over the mark. But if it's over the mark, it's usually a very good bet to be taking. So, you know, if I was to use my bookies logic, I would probably be saying I would lean South slight favorites, only slight, maybe like a 1 point favorite, but they're actually a 1 point outsider. So so that's kind of, yeah, where I kind of sit. But yeah, it's an interesting one because, yeah, I do tend to have those quite interesting big lines that you would think would no way in hell they're going to open a book like that.
Mate, to Hail Mary for a reason, and in the model we trust. My Steve Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10%. I have gone straight up. I've gone the Warriors to win that one, and I think they can win well. I'm a bit wary of the Rabbitohs bounce back factor. There's plenty of talent in the squad. But look, I think even the wet conditions, that's going to go against the Bunnies. I think that plays into the Warriors' hands. Their forward pack's much better. So I think the Warriors win. I think Jack Bostock scores a try for the Dolphins. The Tigers' right edge have conceded 5 of their 8 tries this season. The Dolphins' left edge, it's absolutely humming. Again, back to that Cowboys-Titans game. Scott Drinkwater to get a try. He'll be in everything in that fixture. I like the overs for points in that as well, but the line was about 47 or something. So pushing it a little bit. Final one there, the Knights and the Dragons. Much like my lock of the week, I've gone under 38 points total. I wanted to factor that into my value play, but, you know, when you're going under points, you're not expecting a lot of tries. Played around with a few different things, but couldn't quite find anything to get it from that $1.90 odd up to anything value play-esque. So all of that gets you $16.60 with Ladbrokes. Hughesy, our moral bet of the week, wanting to hit $1,000 with this to donate some money to a country footy club. Last week went a little bit hard because we were on a duck egg. Khan Pereira, anytime try score at $2, no good. Mate, get us off the mark. What have you found?
Well, yeah, considering we went 0 from 10 last week, I think I really do want to try and just get a something here, if anything. And geez, if this doesn't land, I'll be like, I don't know, I'll give up, because I'm taking the Roosters to just win the game at $1.25. I think I'm already taking their line minus 10.5. I'm just going to back the $1.25 for the country junior rugby league, and that's going to get up for us. Like, honestly, maybe I'll put the complete mock on that game now with this bet, but, you know, here we go.
Mate, fingers crossed. Get us off the mark. And you know what? Go the doggies anyway. Sam, your tips for round 5, Storm versus the Broncos. Storm is $1.45 favourite here in tonight's game. Broncos $2.78. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm just going Storm head-to-head. I like the Storm. They've got some big names back. They're at home. Broncos missing too many for me, so I like the Storm.
Hughesy, line is 6.5 in this one. What do you have for us? Who do you like?
Yeah, I've got minus 10, so I'm with Sammy with Melbourne being the ticker with those two guys out for Brisbane.
Yeah. Sam, Doggies and Roosters. Look, Roosters are firm favourites at $1.25 in this one. The line is 10.5. Who do you like, and who do you like with the line?
I was underwhelmed again for the Roosters last week. I thought they were, although the scoreline didn't reflect it, I thought they were very much outplayed. They didn't win the ruck. I thought that the Panthers looked far, far more in control. So in saying that, I still think they definitely win this game, and they're just as likely to put a scoreline on the Dogs. But I'm not going any confidence. I'd probably give the Dogs the line there.
Sam, I can hear some birds chirping in the background. Did you get sick of that sauna?
Yeah, I'm dying in this car, and those birds are saying, Sam, do you want to come out here and use this fresh air next game so I can not die?
Knights versus Dragons. You've already said you like the Knights in this one. Rabbitohs versus Warriors. Who do you like here?
Yeah, the Rabbitohs are hurting me a little bit. I like the Warriors.
Manly Seagulls versus Penrith Panthers. Manly abysmal last week. Penrith Panthers fantastic, despite no Nathan Cleary. Is it Brookie Oval? Manly $2.31, Panthers $1.62.
I could have been more impressed with Penrith last week. I thought they were phenomenal. I thought that Manly was woeful. And that doesn't really happen twice in a row. It doesn't happen to Turbo and it doesn't happen to Brookie. So I expect Manly to really turn this around. But geez, I was impressed with the Panthers last week. God, they were good. So I'll take Penrith. But if you like Manly, you know, I don't mind them either.
3.5 start for Manly to $1.90 if you like that one. Dolphins versus your favourite, Sam, the Tigers, who have found a bit of form. Dolphins, $1.54 favourites at Suncorp Stadium. Tigers, $2.48.
Timothy, what happened last time you told me the Tigers found some form?
Well, they've won two on the trot, haven't they? That's finding form.
Last time they did that, I think they lost their next eight or something like that.
Who do you like?
Yeah, I do recall that last year.
Hey, who do you like?
They will not be winning. The Dolphins will win that one.
Cowboys versus Titans in Townsville. Cowboys, $1.14 favourites. Titans, $5.80. Look, you'd be bold to go against the Cowboys. The line is 16.5.
They can't be any worse, can they, the Titans? They have started so poorly under a new coach and so much promise there. It's just got to turn around. But, God, yeah, no, I don't know. That line's bang on. That's got me thinking. I'm going to lean towards the Cowboys covering the line.
Raiders versus Eels to round out round five. This should be a cracker on Sunday evening in the Capital. Raiders $1.78, Eels $2.08. Who do you like?
I like the Raiders in this one. I think after last week, Stick was obviously ropeable with how things played out. They're back at Canberra Stadium. I think Mitchell Moses is so crucial to that Parramatta side that I think that the Raiders will be too good for them.
Sam, I don't know if you saw the press conference, but Stick took it well, the loss.
Yeah, no, it went down well. yep, he said these things happen and we move on. No concerns here. Yeah, no, he gave the reporter a bit of a rap as well, said he's doing a good job.
Boys, we will wrap that up for this week. Of course, back in studio next week, normal time, Thursday morning. Jimmy, thank you, mate, and good luck.
No, thank you, boys. Let's get 10 from 10.
Sam, you've really lifted for us today. You can go out and get some fresh air.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good luck with your punts this week, guys. Cheers. Have a good weekend.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.